see the man. This is speaking on stage. You can't see the man. This is coming on stage.
My dad called me the other day to talk. He asked me what I thought of the world right now and what I was working on. And I told him I didn't know. He thought I should do episodes about the virus, about fear and uncertainty. But I said I didn't feel like I had anything to say that hasn't been said already. Just that every sneeze I have, every cough I hear, every time someone on TV doesn't wash their hands the right way, it seems like a disaster waiting to happen. The thing I do know is that the birds in my neighborhood chirp loudly twice a day for a couple of hours, and I like that. And ever since last week, there's been this old Santa hat on the street outside. It's never in the same place for long because there's this squirrel who comes by and moves it somewhere else on the block. And I like that too. So much of being a person is about learning what you like, and then learning how to stop apologizing for it. And what I think I like best is all the cracks in the armor that we wear. Like, we all have our protections, right? And all those protections have little cracks. And beneath those cracks, soft underbellies. We try to hide them, but we can't, because the world is a ridiculous and arbitrary place that doesn't ask us before it submits us to stresses. And that leaves us, whatever we are, oceans or meat baffles or just a bunch of armadillos, wandering around the plains, waiting for the day when a fox finds us, flips us over, and eats us. Anyways, I've got this small pile of cassette tapes that I've been meaning to digitize for a long time. Nothing special, just homemade cassettes that I find at thrift stores and yard sales and whatnot. So lately, I've been playing them one by one and recording them onto my computer. And it's the first time that I've listened to most of them. And they're mostly either like music or bootlegged self-help books from the library.
Protect, uplift, inspire, delight, charm, and comfort the beloved presence within each of us.
And it's probably just my age, but I actually think there's something compelling in stuff like that. So I've been taking that audio and I've been turning it into like blackout poetry, you know, where you take some long form text and blot out big parts of it to make something new, you know, find the words in between the shapes. I mean, I've been looking for hobbies, right? And this seemed like a new and fun way to pass the time. But I also found something interesting in that pile. It was a tape with my name on it, written in a fifth grader's handwriting. And I remember making this tape. I used to play it nonstop in my Walkman while I did chores. I made the tape in 1999, and it was the product of diligently waiting by the boombox in the basement, with my fingers hovering over the record button, waiting for something good to come on. I remember that clearly. What I don't remember is how I wound up being in possession of this tape 20 years later. I guess it must have just kind of wound up in the bottom of some box whenever I moved. So for the first time in a long time, I actually listened to the tape again last week, and I found something kind of wild. I think I found my first ever audio cut. And I definitely remember lining this up, taking the start of this song. I think it's Backstreet Boys, but I could be wrong. But yeah, I wanted to take the start of this song and then try and cut it seamlessly into another one. So yeah, not my finest work, but again, I was 10 years old at the time. And it made me realize something, right? Like, I often tell myself this story of how I'm changing as a person, and I can change, I do change, I think we all change. But more often, I think what happens is I forget the ways in which I stay the same. I think that explains a lot of things. So So this is my coronavirus episode for you, which has nothing to do with virology except for how it relates to the perverse hobby of one podcaster who's been needlessly mining for meaning in his small collection of thrift store cassettes. Just 12 or 15 or 25 or
250,000
short poems or proverbs just for you. More after the break.
As the candles burn, I reflect on my personal journey, an old fear released from an old pain. I sip a glass from my authentic self. And of course, it's the perfect present.
Here Be Monsters, the podcast about
darkness or the illusion of darkness.
The podcast about the unknown.
The bell ringers. The bell ringers. A string with a bell attached to it. Listen for the sound of a bell ringing, for a faint pealing sound. Darkness and silence. The bell moved back and forth in an arrhythmic dance of death. The bell. Bell. Very taut. Don't snap. Maybe you feel the same way. Too sharp. Decibels of the demands. Deafening.
A lot of you in this room are elastic plastic goo that everything is made of and held together with. Darkness is just more of that elastic plastic goo made up in a particular way.
Consider this. What if original sin possesses an exquisite, extraordinary gift? When we choose to honor this priceless gift, we experiment with truth.
I dreamt last night that I had wings and I took off just a couple feet off the ground, and no, I didn't dream that I had wings.
You gather together the fruits of the earth, flowers next to the reading lamp, benediction. There is sacred mystery in the mundane. The goddess knows what it takes to run a household. So should you. Maggie, I have to talk with you about something important. Maybe I'm crazy or just an old suspicious fool, but it has been a long and stressful week. Maggie's face floated into a private corporation that retained the family name and hired a manager to run it.
I've heard that you can reach a point where you can totally be unaffected by any of this, but I haven't discovered that place yet. It's painful to be in the presence of your judgments, your expectations, and your... And I'll tell you, even the dark forces on this planet are your spiritual brothers and sisters. Locked into a mode where they can really only support darkness or the illusion of darkness.
Marianne Williamson discovered a $45 lifestyle I thought I wanted. I headed for the farmer's market for flowers. The home is a sacred place where you can communicate with the four elements of the universe. Chocolate, magic, red and yellow bell peppers.
Sitting by the roadside on a summer day, chatting with my best mate, passing time away. Lying in the shadow underneath the trees, goodness how delicious, eating good peas. Peas, 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 eating good peas. Goodness how delicious, eating good peas.
A silver man with an erect posture rushed into the living room. He made an imposing appearance that concealed a troubled mind. How do I look? A bit out of breath and rather pale. How horrible for you. Our grandmothers can be conjured up with French linen tea towels and with lap-sized napkins, pottery plates, oversized water goblets, votive candles, and a small bouquet of fruit and flowers. You're really performing an invocation and remembrance.
This is Hot 104.3 KHTR, where you'll hear today's best new music.
Local 65.
Oh, the room's gonna get hot now. I could just feel it. Okay. A woman in Seattle, Washington, who had her hands grow bones, and the bones in her head were starting to grow. And she came to me, and she was a disembodied spirit, so that's an extreme phenomenon. Yes.
How to spot a bad girl. Wine, red mouths and nails. The baddest girls, capri pants. Good for you, girl. Your lover can have a special photograph of you. And that's certainly something worth celebrating in grand style. Heaven knows you deserve it.
Eat food. Have sex. Feel stronger. Feel happier. Make more money. Be whatever. Time sharing your body is no big deal. Being possessed might even be useful because nobody's keeping an eye on it.
There is just one thing that maybe we ought to explain. The random violence that today claims so many innocent lives. I don't think it's such a hot idea. Of course I have sufficient death masks, for example. Few people realize that a death mask exists of a very dry martini in a combination kitchen dinette. Do I want to sell it? I wouldn't sell it. Oh, Neil, it's so good to see you. Oh, Gina. No. Oh, well, maybe I owe you an apology, but first, I don't think you've ever met my son, Neil. I shall grow into a dead body. What an ugly word to describe such a creative chapter in a woman's story. Her eyes narrowed with secret
pleasure sipping tea and nibbling on some shit she found in the cupboard. She tugged at the handle sarcastically. 3 hours later, she had an impressive number of trash bags lined up in the corner of the room. Barbara? Maggie, Malcolm, Malcolm, Barbara, Barbara, Janice, Maggie, Greta Shipley, Maggie's, Maggie's, Greta Shipley's, Shipley, Greta, Constance Van Sickle Rhinelander.
Somehow we became the people driving the car, or then it was just me, and I was an old woman, and I fell asleep while I was driving back to the mansion, and sometimes it was, I can't look at it, and, this is real, this is true. But...
Mansions Managed Preservation Society. Marvelously ostentatious American palace. Breathtaking example of driving ambition. Cornelius Vanderbilt smiled.
You know, I know who you are, and that's not you. I've never seen you look like that. Who is that in there? Who are you? What are you doing in there? You know, gee, you know, power struggles. You know, resist not evil. Resist not evil. Close your eyes. Or leave them open. Follow not what I say. This doesn't have to be serious. Put on roller skates or something. Have a party, you know?
Well, my name is Jeff Entman, and I made whatever that was. Many thanks to all the makers of these bootleg cassettes who kindly donated them to thrift stores in New England and beyond. And also a big thank you to the original makers of the content. I don't know who most of you are, I'm sorry, but the three main tapes you heard on this episode were labeled S.A., Transcending the Fourth Dimension, and Moonlight. Our website is hbmpodcast.com, where you can find a picture of me as a 10-year-old. And you can also find a link to our page on Apple Podcasts, where we encourage you to write us a podcast review in the form of an absurdist poem. Again, we're at hbmpodcast.com. I had editing help on this episode from Bethany Denton. You heard music by The Black Spot, August Blickerfries, and a number of choice finds from all the other cassettes, including this one that's just labeled LSD. Here Be Monsters is distributed by KCRW. Our senior editor there is Kristen Lepore. We get additional support for freelance contributions from KCRW's Independent Producer Project. Thanks for listening. More episodes soon.